Tov, everyone. We are on page 292. We're in Simen Kuf Chaf Gimel. We're up to Sif Beis, but just go back to Sif Aleph just to explain a couple of things from last time and add a couple of things. Number one is we ended off by just talking about Modim. Modim is something awesome. Modim Anach Lach. Those three words only. You could also say at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, if you're in the Lekain Tzur, you said Yidur Ratzon already. You could also say Modim. One other thing that we did not talk about is if they're out to Birkas Kohanim. If they're out to Birkas Kohanim and you get to Yilur Atzor Merfi, at that point you could go ahead and also answer Amen to at least the Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha Yerushalayim Amelecha Yichunecha, the three brachas of the Kohanim, not the first bracha. For sure, you could answer Amen to those three brachas once you said Yilur Atzor Merfi Yoni Vilefenecha Hashem Suri Vigali. Okay, so that's what it is, and we discuss. So that. Also, we added also from Rishon Zalman, then based on the Mishnah Berurah, that one that he is still considered Omei Lifnei HaMelech so long as he has not taken three steps back, based on Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan. Hey, and I pointed out over there, and therefore you could say everything with the Tzibor. In terms of learning over there, though, anything outside of davening, you're not allowed to. So learning, you're not allowed to learn with your mouth. You're allowed to learn with your eyes, Rav Nevinson told me. You're allowed to learn with your eyes, not with your mouth. And for sure, you're not allowed to talk, for sure, before you've taken your three steps back. Let's move on now to Siv Beis. Ein nachon lomar tachanudim kodem yilratzon, ela achar sim shunasim yad yomar yilratzon. Im balas lomar pamacher, zachar tachanudim yashuz biyadol. So the shit of the Shulchan Aruch is, once again, that you say yilratzon right away, before I say lokain etzor, and then you go ahead and start your tachnunim, which is Elokein Etzor itself. And therefore he holds, you should say the Yilur Ratzon before Elokein Etzor. And if you want also afterwards, you could add it in afterwards. You saw the Mishnah Berurah also said that's the right thing to do. He says, see, there's different minhagim. Some only say it at the end. And that is also an okay minyan. You can follow that also. That is one's minhag to go ahead and just mention it at the end. The Mishnah Berurah over here, B'shem the Chai Adam and Sif Katan Ches, mentions the following. He says, Kotav Chai Adam, two lines in. Nachon v'roy l'chol adam l'ispalu b'chol yom b'yuchud atzrachav v'parnasa. So over here the Chayyam tells us what one should daven for every day in the Bakashas at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. He says number one he should daven for his parnasa every day. V'shalo yamusha Torah mipi v'zaro v'zera zaro. And he should daven that the Torah never leaves his mouth from his children and his grandchildren forever and ever. V'shiyu kol yotzei chalatzav ovdi Hashem be'emes. And they should worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu underline the MS in the right manner. V'shalo yimatzei chas v'chalei psul b'zaro v'chol mash yodei b'livo shetzarech lo. V'im eni yodol l'daber tzachos v'lashon ha-kodesh. If he doesn't know how to speak clearly in lashon ha-kodesh, yomen ra'av v'lashon ha-ashkenaz. Over here, you can then mention also in English, this is what he said for Rav Nevinson. If someone wants to ask for bakashas in English, Rav Nevinson told me that you're only supposed to do it at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. If you want to answer in Hebrew, that's when you should put it in the rest of Shemoneh Esrei. But in English, you should wait till the end of Shemoneh Esrei to go ahead and put it in, like he says over here in the Chayyad. And if you're Davish Shemoneh Esrei in English, then you could ask in English, and then you ask in English also. But they have Hebrew Shemoneh Esrei, and then they ask in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, that Rav Nevinson said preferably to only to ask for it in English. And if you could do it in Hebrew, then you could do it then even in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Okay, so that goes over here. If you wanted to, you could say it in English, that you could say, or at that end, Elokein Etzor, like his thought, the Chai Adam is talking about over here. Okay, and then he says, "V'tov yoter likbot filos al kol inyanim hatzichim lo'achar shesim kol shemoneh esrei mikavim berachas shemayat filo." Once again, he says, "If you want to be marach in your bakashos, do it at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, like we've seen over and over again." But over here, he adds another reason why, like we see in their simon kadesh, because he starts lanos kadosh kedusha. He says, "If you have a longer Shemoneh Esrei and you have a lot of bakashos, and you want to be able to answer kadosh, you don't leave lose out on kadosh kedusha." So yuchal anos achar mirasa yiratzon yulikuliyama. Once you said yiratzon meifivi yoni v'nach Hashem sarivu goali, you're at a stage where although you can still ask bakashos, but you can still answer kadosh kedusha, and therefore if you want to be marach in your bakashos, wait till the end of Shemoneh Esrei so you don't lose out on kadosh and kedusha. Sif Gimel. Haragil omer dalad dvarim elu zochul makabel pnei shechina. Someone who's ruggled to say these four things, l'chora means to understand them also, not just to say them. Asay l'man shemecha, mekabel pnei shechina. They're going to be mekabel the shechina. Asay l'man shemecha, asay l'man yiminecha, asay l'man torasecha, asay l'man kedusha secha. So those four things that we add in Elokai Netzor, asay l'man shemecha, asay l'man yiminecha, asay l'man kedusha secha. Some have the minhag to go up Every time they say it, I'm not sure where that minhag comes from. I learned it also in kindergarten. We learned the daven to do that. I don't know where the minhag comes from. It's not over here. I did not see it anywhere else quoted also, so I'm not saying it's a minhag tallis, but I'm not exactly sure where the minhag comes from. Let's start Simon Kuf Chaf Gimel. Dina Kriyas B'Siyum Shonasei Brachos. So we said that before. Now, I'm sorry, we're getting to the end of the Kriya. At the end of Shonasei Dahinu, when we take our three steps back. One should bow and take us three steps back with one bow. While he's still bowed, while he's still bowing, he should take his three steps back in his Shmon Esrei. The Achar Shapasa, underline the Achar Shapasa. Only afterwards he takes the three steps back, Gimel Psias, Ba'odo Korea, while he's still bowing. Kodem Shiizko, before he gets up, Kishiyomer Osa Shalom Bimromav. When he is saying Osa Shalom Yirumav, he turns and he bows to the left. Okay, it's not like some people, like he says over here, not like some people do. Well, while they're taking three steps back, they say Osa Shalom Yirumav. That's incorrect. You take your three steps back, and after you've taken your three steps back, then you say Osa Shalom Yirumav to your left. Why do we go to the left first? So explains the Mishnah Berurah over here. And Siv Katan Dalid, Shamit Palo, Roa Atzel Kilo Shechina Mu'apanav. When one davens, it's supposed to look as if he is face to face with the Kadosh Baruch. Obviously, the Kadosh Baruch doesn't have a face. And we're supposed to assume, like Elo, we are davening straight one face to face with Hashem. Usmol Ha'adam Utsad Yemina Shal Kadosh Baruch. And therefore, our left side is the right side of a Kadosh Baruch. And therefore, we want to bow to the left side, which is the right side of a Kadosh Baruch first. That's why we bow to our left first while we're saying, Oseh Shalom Yimramav. You add Aleinu, as the Mishnah Berurah points out of here, very directly. Aleinu is part of Hu Yaseh Shalom Aleinu. Okay, that is part of Hu Yaseh Shalom Aleinu. You should put Shalom onto us. Then you go to the right. Then you face forward and you finish off the rest of the sentence. You want to see it inside over here. Mishnah Berurah says in Siv Katan Hey over here, Shalom Aleinu, Deloka Omrim Aleinu V'Alkol Yisrael. It's not Aleinu V'Alkol Yisrael. We just say Shalom Aleinu, Kama V'Alkol Yisrael V'Imru Amein. Okay, so that is how you're supposed to say Osa Shalom Bein when you're saying Kaddish, or when you are saying Osa Shalom at the end of your Shmona Esrei. Okay, so that's the correct way of doing it. Once again, three steps back while bowing, Osa Shalom Yirumav to the left, Hu Yaseh Shalom Aleinu to the right, V'al Kol Yisrael, facing forward while bowing forward. That's the correct way to end your Shmona Esrei the whole time while bowing. Okay, that's what he says over here. Now, the Roma adds in over here, V'nagu lomar achar kach yiratzon shiibana beis hamikdash. The minhag is to say yiratzon shiibana beis hamikdash after us. Why? Ki atfilu b'makom ha'avoda, v'layim b'lchem b'vakshon ha'mikdash, nuchal asos avoda mamish. The reason why you say yiratzon afterwards is because we just said the tefillah is b'makom the karbanos. And therefore we daven that we should be able to bring the real karbanos after we're done with our Shmona Esrei. We should be able to build the beis hamikdash and bring the real karbanos. Okay, so that is what the Ramadza over here. So another reason why we daven for the beis hamikdash at this point, I believe, is based on the Mishnah Berurah also over here. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkatan Beis, he brings down another reason why we take three steps. Why do we take three steps, Stavka? So I'm Beis Yosef Kamatamim. The Beis Yosef brings a couple reasons why three. V'od Katvutam. There's another reason why we take three steps back. Mishum da Amru Chazal tells us, Dibischus Gimel Psios Shir Shiratz Nebuchadnezzar, Lechvod Hashem Yisbarach, Zocho Lahachri Beis Amikdash. Nebuchadnezzar, because he took three steps for Kavod of Hashem, Nebuchadnezzar was the one who was Zocho to destroy the Beis Amikdash. V'lachain, therefore, Anu Posim Gimel Psios Umid Paolim Sheyibona Beis Amikdash. And therefore, we have to take three steps also, Lukvod Hashem, in order that should be the schos that we should be able to build the Beis HaMikdash as a tikkun for the three steps that Nebuchadnezzar took. And therefore, our three steps are mu'l keneged of Nebuchadnezzar's, and Bezrat Hashem, that should be the schos of building the Beis. Therefore, right after we take our three steps back, we'll say Shalom, we dafka then daven for Yiratzon Shalibana Beis HaMikdash. It's another reason why we do this. And therefore, I believe the correct thing to do, let's say once again, he cannot take his three steps back. As we said last time, if you cannot take his three steps back, let's say the person behind him is still davening Shmona Esrei, he can't take his three steps back. We say, you say, Oseh Shalom Yirumav, V'yaseh Shalom Aleinu, and then you could still go ahead and now say anything that Tzibur is saying. should you then also say the Yehi Ratzon? So I believe, based on this Mishnah Berurah, do not say the Yehi Ratzon yet. Because the Yehi Ratzon is connected to what? To the three steps back. Dafka, when you take three steps back, then you should say Yehi Ratzon Shibana Beis HaMikdash. In order that to be a schos to go ahead and build the Beis HaMikdash. That's my own chiddush. I believe that is the correct thing to do. A couple more important things over here in the Mishnah Berurah, as we just pointed out before, that you should say Ose Shalom while you are bowing, and that's the Mishnah Berurah says in Siv Katan Gimel V'Achar Shepasa V'Lo Koten Shomri Ose Shalom Ba'ot Shepasa. Not like those who say Ose Shalom Ba'im Rav while they're going back. De'ein Nachol Nasos Kain, because that is incorrect to go ahead and do. V'Chein Adin Ba'Ose Shalom B'Kaddish. That is the same thing by Ose Shalom B'Kaddish. A lot of people make this mistake, especially when they're in a hurry. They have to say Kaddish very quickly. So therefore, they want to get in while they're taking the three steps back. They say Osa Shalom Yirmav. Once again, over here it's incorrect. And also in Hilchos Kaddish, it says the same thing. Only after Kach, only after he says takes his three steps back, then he goes ahead and says his Osa Shalom. So Mizrat Hashem, we'll continue from over here. Tomorrow we'll start with Kuf Gimel Sivay's Ad Kach today. Well, I add one more thing from last time. It's a very interesting halacha shailah that Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman both came to the same conclusion. What would be the case if someone was at the end of his El Kain Etzor? Okay, he's in a Lekai Netzor, and they get up to Kedusha. But right before they get to Kedusha, he realizes he forgot Yalo V'Yavo. Okay? So, he says, we said before, that's Kmo the Akiras Raglov. Okay? But if he doesn't say Yidu Ratzon, then he can't really answer. He's not supposed to say answer Kaddish or Kedusha. Over here, both Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman, both Paskin L'Alach L'Maisa, he can do both. Since over here, where he's saying Yidu Ratzon, he's still going to have Tachanunim left, and he's not really trying to finish the Shmoneh Esrei because he wants to go back. He could say Yidu Ratzon Mifi V'Goni L'Vitach Hashem Sri V'Goali, answer Kaddish Shegedusha, and then he could go back to Ritzei, and then continue with Yalav Yavo, and then go back and finish off his Shmoneh Esrei. Ad Kan.